Brian Setzer and the orchestra are back on the World Cafe today. This time of year, the 18-piece band are in big demand for their annual Christmas tour. And while we will hear a seasonal tune or two, the majority of the set today comes from Brian's new album of big band arrangements of classical themes called Wolfgang's Big Night Out. He even called on the octogenarian arranger for Les Brown, Frank Comstock, to come out of retirement to write the swinging charts. Brian's success with the big band comes out of his success with the much smaller but equally swinging three-piece Stray Cats. Let's head to the stage of World Cafe Live and start off with this performance with the Brian Setzer Orchestra of Take a Break, Guys.
That's a big band, huh? Woo! Thank you very much. Santa Claus with his bag of toys, tracks his sack. a chimney stack, all the little head cats up for joy. Coolie, Rudolph's coolie, with your nose aglow. Tell those scroopy reindeer, well, Santa's off to go. Go, go. Take that crazy Santa Claus, where aren't you believe? He will bring some crazy toys, better be good this Christmas Eve. Serious band, huh?
Whoa! The Brian Setzer Orchestra. This band is aerobic. I mean, they got to get up. They're all fresh out of high school, aren't they, Brian? I mean, you got to have young kids.
Well, it's been 15 years since we've been together now.
Wow.
So we're just kind of everything here.
Wow. You know, could you do a Christmas show starting in August if you wanted to? Could you go out and do the tour?
Yeah, because it's really a little bit of everything. You know?
Yeah.
It's some Christmas songs. I bring it down to trio songs, some Stray Cat stuff. Yeah, I probably could.
Probably could. Now, what do you do for the Christmas holiday? When do you
get get Christmas anymore.
Yeah.
No, I celebrate it in January. Just have a little palm tree up and put some presents under it for the kids, for the kiddies, because I'm not home until January.
Wow. Now, that guitar you're holding is the Brian Setzer Gretsch?
Yeah.
Now, I was reading that you and Dr. Chet Atkins into the Hall of Fame, and when you first started playing, were you a big fan of his guitars or his playing, or how did...
I got into the Gretsch guitar thing because of Eddie Cochran, really, and George Harrison. Mm-hmm. Those were the first two guys I saw a picture of George Harrison with a Gretsch like this in front of the rest of the Beatles, like their heads were here, and I saw Gretsch on the end. So I thought, Gretsch guitars make that Beatles sound. And that's how I kind of got into the whole deal. Then I saw a picture of Eddie Cochran like this, and I just thought he was the coolest guy ever. You know, hair slicked back standing like that. I said, oh man, that's the guy I want to be.
Why am I not surprised that it was the visuals that you got into?
Yeah.
Was it your first instrument?
Well, in the school band, I played the euphonium, which is like a small tuba, if you can picture
it. You don't have one here today. Gee.
No, we don't have any euphoniums. It's like a marching thing that you wear with the hat. So I learned how to read the bass clef out of that. And guitar, of course, is in treble clef. So it really helped me out a lot.
Indeed. Brian Setzer is our guest today. And what do you guys want to, what direction do you want to go next?
Let's see. How about we do, let me dig out these crazy earplugs here. One More Night With You. This is a classical song by Grieg, Edvard Grieg. And it made sense to write lyrics to it. So the original, what's the original title on this one? In the Hall of the Mountain King is what it is. And we wrote lyrics and jazzed it up. So I think we'll try that. We'll have the girls sing it with it. Huh? Should we do that? Good. Tony, start it off.
One, two, three. movie star, a jukebox in a funky bar, and one more night with you. I don't need no voodoo charm, daddy's far, far so long. Ain't no thing can do me harm as long as you are true.
I don't need no mojo hex, bouncing checks, another X.
Let's go take this out of town.
Starting to play. Thank you very much. Oh, yeah.
Now listen, I want to find out a little bit about Wolfgang's Big Night Out, which is the classical your arrangements of these classical tunes. Now, where did the idea come from to begin with? It's kind of a wacky idea.
I know it's wacky. That's my brain. I started playing. Release. And I thought, what if Beethoven was a gypsy? It would go. Play it, guys. Yeah, so. Cool, right?
And did you do all the arrangements, or how did they come about?
I did half of the arrangements, and a gentleman named Frank Comstock, who's 84 years old, kind of the last of his breed, did the other half.
Now, how did you know about him?
He did the original Nutcracker Suite arrangement in 1957. And
wow.
I said, is he still alive? Can we find him? And he's very alive. He lives in California. And at first, he was kind of, wasn't sure. I haven't done these things in 45 years, arrangements, big band and all that stuff. The big band thing was gone for him. So I said, no, listen, I've got this idea to arrange classical music, swing style. And he really got into it.
So did it take him a long time, or did he?
It takes me about 3 weeks to write a chart. It took him about 4 days.
Wow. So, and I watched these guys interpret these charts. I mean, there's such energy in this band. I mean, these arrangements was really enlivening everybody.
Well, these guys are the best.
Oh, boy, this sounds fabulous. Well, you want to do another one of the classical ones?
I'm going to show you what I kind of tried to do here on Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. We call it Take the Fifth. So we don't have to be responsible for it. Take it, Tony. What do you think?
Thank you very much. Gals, are you going to come down and join me on this one, on The Honeyman? Do you have mics down here? Well, this one features the vocalist, Leslie Spencer. Say hi, Leslie. Hey. Julie Wrighton. It's called Flight of the Bumblebee, but we changed the name to Honeyman, and it's off the new classical record that we just were talking about, Wolfgang's Big Night Out. I guess they can't get down here, but they'll sing it from up there, okay? All right.
Honeyman, that's the Brian Setzer Orchestra live on the World Cafe today.
Thank you very much.
The band will have a return engagement on the show this month as they'll be back with holiday music for a special Christmas Day show. Coming up, we continue our three-minute drill. No songs longer than 3 minutes. It's Amy Winehouse when we get back here to the World Cafe.